Today, State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, I guess, considering I have to go back.
You do, and and you know, there's kind of a laundry list out there. The governor certainly has put together a good number of things that he'd like to see addressed. I guess there are people who probably would like to leave before all that's done. Tell me what you're hearing from your colleagues.
Well, I think that some of the things we probably need to do, and of course the most important thing and the reason for the session is the sunset legislation, which, by the way, the House passed and sent to the Senate, and the Senate, by adding it on to another bill, and the Senate chose not to keep that amendment to their bill, and therefore that's why we have a special session.
No skin off their nose, right?
That's right.
Makes it unfortunate for y'all. But seriously, there are things that need to be done. I guess they're using the medical examining board as the number one reason that that certainly they have to show justification why they'd be here, or they have to disband.
That's correct. That's correct.
So now, go ahead.
I think that some of the items that we had, and I don't want to try to go back and enumerate them all, but have not been discussed prior. I would like to see teachers get a pay raise, frankly. I don't know whether we could say, okay, we're going to give you a pay raise and it's going to come out of other costs from the district. And that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Who knows what each district's position is? It may be fine on some districts, and some small districts, it may be a big chore for them to take cut administrative costs. I don't know. And that's what happens when you start getting into the business of local government. And I'm concerned about that a little bit.
John Rainey joining us this morning. Is the special session will start on Monday. And again, the sunset bill is something that the average Texan doesn't necessarily feel like they're impacted by. They are indirectly. What they are impacted by is property taxes. And the whole discussion about taxation on the state level as opposed to on the local level is going to continue to be a question out there.
Well, the property tax, of course, is a local tax. It's one that's based on values, and it goes all to local entities. I am a little concerned about that. I don't know how we're going to handle it. The appraised values are going up. The tax rates are pretty well staying same in most entities. I really think it's more of a local issue than it is a state issue, but it has been brought to the forefront by certain elements that are very concerned about rising property tax. And of course, the biggest portion of the property tax is school tax, and frankly, the state is paying a smaller portion of that today than they were in previous years. It's down to about 37%. So we have pushed that on to local tax, local property tax, and that's where they've been able to make up the difference. How we go about all that is just going to be a mystery until we see what the proposed legislation does.
Unlike your colleague from Brazos County, Kyle Cassell, we're in a situation, because he's mostly rural, we're seeing a situation that kind of concerns me. Texas is starting to look like California in that the cities are becoming much more liberal than the outer areas, the suburban areas and the rural areas. What kind of problems is that going to cause for Texas, in your view, in the near
future?
Well,
I think, you know, we're seeing that right now in the metropolitan areas and primarily the big cities. We're seeing a larger swing to, I guess you say, Democrats are having a better stand there in those big cities. At one time, Dallas was a totally Republican county. It's not any longer. A lot of those districts are very, very tight. We could easily have some Republicans that get defeated there. I think we're going to have a tighter and tighter legislature as far as distribution between Republicans and Democrats. So, and very liberal. If you look at the presidential election, you'll see that the rural counties all over the country went very strongly Republican, and the big urban areas went Democrat. I don't know what the answer there is, but that's what's happening.
John Rainey joined us this morning. I saw a story this morning I found fascinating, and that was that the Bexar County Republican Party, this is the home county Republican Party for Speaker Joe Straus, has said that he should be replaced as Speaker of the House. Where does that come from?
Well, that's coming from I'll just put it this way. I think that both parties, the extreme elements of both parties, seem to be driving the issues. It's the very liberal Democrats that are the most outspoken in the Democrat Party, and the very conservative Republicans that are the most outspoken in our party. The truth of the matter is, Joe Straus is going to be elected and reelected to Speaker. There's an element that's trying to get him to vacate the seat. I don't think that's going to happen. He is very popular with the members. Even some of the more conservative members really like Joe Straus. He's a very level guy who has a great personality, is easy to work with, never asks you to vote for anything, always tells you that the most important thing for you to do is vote your district. And I personally like the man a lot, and I'm proud to be a supporter of his.
Well,
and that makes some of the folks here in our district unhappy with me, frankly. I just think that my job is to do what I think the majority of Brazos County residents would like. Probably 90% of Brazos County residents don't know who Joe Straus is.
Well, you're probably right. All right, so we'll hope that sunset, and then maybe y'all can call it a day. If not, then we'll make plans to talk to you next week. How's that?
Good deal.
All right, thank you.
Always happy to talk to you, Scott.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Uh-huh.